FM, invading the airway.
On WBIU 360, 101.1 FM.
WBRU 360 is your girl Christina Sev, and we are here another Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. every Tuesday on WBRU 360, and I'm with my guy DJ Franchise. Franchise, what up?
Tuesday.
Another day, another Tuesday. Today is, what is the date? August 1st.
August 1st.
Wake up. It's the first of the month. Wow, I can't believe it's already August. We are here. I'm excited to be here this week, per usual. And of course, we got our sneaky little guest who comes in here whenever the hell she wants. Party with Rami. Rami, what up?
Listen, I'm happy to be here. Happy August 1st to everybody out there.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. What voice is that?
It's my seductive voice.
You know, you should get on that app. People sell their voice, like, and be sexy.
How much money do you think I would make?
I don't know. I'm not gonna put a price to your voice.
Listen, if you want to talk to me, slide in my DMs.
Ooh, oh my goodness.
I'm feeling froggy today.
Anyways, we have a great show lined up for y'all today, but before we get into all that, we're gonna get into some shout outs, announcements, and our weekend recap. Rami, you had a really good weekend.
I had an excellent weekend.
Yeah, tell us everything.
First and foremost, I just want to say shout out to DJ Corv, Corvito Sway on Instagram. Okay, Camp Link Up was wild.
Yes, I saw the clip.
600 plus. Check me out, Party with Rami. You can see a little mini recap, the fake recap. But it was such a good vibe. Everybody did their thing, like, as a DJ, and it was just great. Like, I just love seeing younger people doing it with such good energy and professionalism. So shout
and
out to Corv.
And dignity.
Like, yeah. Him and his shorty are A1, yo.
Yeah.
A1. And then I was at Paris, you know, shout out to Rael. We're starting this Bosses Brunch at Paris, which is super fire.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, we just want to bring as many entrepreneurs or just people who have their own things and give them a spotlight and just party with me, your girl, party with Rami. So I had a great weekend. I felt great. Some people say I look great. I don't know.
As for me, I spent the day in New York and almost got stuck in New York because I thought the last bus was at 9 o'clock. I guess that's something that they took away.
Of the past.
Yeah.
You should have called me.
It's a thing of the past.
There's other ways.
Yeah. Okay, true. Next time I know. But I was in Brooklyn, spent the day with Brooklyn with Regina, and we went to the Jay-Z exhibition, The Book of Hove, at the Central Library in Brooklyn, and it is beautiful.
Fire.
I needed that. It was
fire.
Very inspirational. It was very, like, chilling. There were moments where I felt very emotional because just looking at Jay-Z's legacy is truly incredible, how he literally made it from nothing, and now he is arguably the best rapper ever.
He's my favorite rapper. Jigga is top five for me, but Jigga's actually my favorite rapper because, okay, he's a storyteller. Okay, hear me out. He could tell a story, and I feel like everyone can comprehend his story, versus, like, other rappers are too poetic for me. But Jigga's, like, he tells it, punchlines, the cadence.
Right.
And he's so New York.
It's digestible.
So. Yes, digestible. Yes. Look at you.
You know me. I'm an English major, whatever. I had a little
really?
Education, a little something.
Education.
Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to Tony T, who was the guest last week. We pre-recorded at the Spark Up studio, and we talked all about her EP Phases that is coming out tomorrow, August 2nd. Make sure you stream that. I heard it. I was lucky enough to hear it, actually, before her listening party, and then at her listening party through some speakers. Shout out to Chachi. I was at his studio in Pawtucket, and it was really beautiful. I cannot wait for everyone to hear it. And she will be performing live at A-Loft on August 12th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for free. So pull up. It's going to be on some grown and elegant. So you know I'm pulling out the slacks and some Nike blazers.
Stop. Please stop talking.
You know what I mean? I'm going to be very
slacks.
Pinky up. We're going to be in that A-Loft lobby shutting it down. So shout out to Tony T. And also I want to give a shout out to Raven, Ravy B, who her picture was displayed at the Book of Hove, and I thought it was really cool because I've been following her journey since the beginning.
One time for Raven, man.
Yeah, that
one
was
time.
Really dope to see. And today is Beyonce Day.
Hey.
I'm going to be outside at the Beyonce concert today. Club Renaissance tickets. You know, I had a splurge a little bit because to me, this is probably one of my favorite Beyonce albums. If not, I think number two. Nothing touches Lemonade.
Yo, Lemonade is... Oh,
it's a masterpiece.
It's till this day. But like, this day. Yeah. But I want to know is, what song are you most excited to hear today?
Love that question. Church girl and Energy.
Oh, Energy, go crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Energy's so good.
Are you excited to see her dress up like Erykah Badu?
I'm excited to see anything.
Hey, let me tell you something. This is the one time I've seen the Beehive not have any smoke at all, baby.
Wow.
Listen, okay. Beyonce is, what can you really say about
her? She's the best.
Well, she said it. Erykah said it. You're blatant my style. Fashion wise.
Well, I'll bring the report back.
I think I got a pill.
Ew, is it even real? He got a glizzy with no bullets. Do he even kill? What? Nick dissing when they rap. Should we?
Yeah. That song, that record is going crazy outside. I'm not too crazy about the Burna Boy remix, but that's neither here nor there. We're going to get into some pop culture. First, I want to say rest in peace to Angus Cloud, who has passed away at 25, who is Fez on Euphoria, my favorite show. I think one of the best shows of this decade so far.
I agree.
It's very, very sad news. His family reported that he was struggling with the death of his father just last week. So I am assuming that it was suicide or some kind of drug overdose. And you know, I don't need to know the details, really. It did weigh heavy on me because I was a fan and I felt like he had a very bright career ahead of him. So it's very sad to see his life so cut so short like that. 25 years old, your whole life, forget the fame, right? Like, take away the fame and everything. Like, that's really young. But to cut your life so short like that.
You do know how he was discovered, right?
No,
like it was. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm probably not. But it was something to the effect of he was on a train or he was walking somewhere, and an agent saw him and was like, you know, you should act or you should model, something like that. And then one thing led to another. May he rest in peace. May his pops rest in peace. It is very sad. But let's take this moment. It's the first day of August to highlight mental health. Please. Because we don't know how he passed. And I'm not big on trying to figure it out. Like, I'm not trying to be detective. But, like, if you are struggling, seek help, whatever that means. Because we need to, like, vocalize that more.
Yeah, especially with men. I feel like
Absolutely.
It's been men lately that have been dealing with depression more because, you know, men are conditioned to not talk about their feelings.
Yep.
And it's okay, too. That doesn't make you less of a man. So rest in peace to Angus Cloud and prayers up to his family.
Yes.
Who is now dealing with two deaths in their immediate family. So it's very, very sad. Moving on, Drake was on, where was he at? Washington, D.C. And a girl threw a bra on stage and it was a size G. And he announced it and looked at it and was like, wowee, that's a big bra. Find that girl right away. So it turns out that this girl is actually from not from Providence, she's from Rhode Island.
Really?
Yes. And Sound.
Shots to Veronica.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm proud or embarrassed though.
Sound, aka Victor, interviewed her. So you are on Instagram or on YouTube, you can find this interview. Her name is Veronica Olivia Correa. She's Portuguese, so, you know, she's giving Washington Park vibes.
Stop!
So shout out to her.
Wait.
And we'd love to have your, we would love to have you here on this chair in the radio
station. Wait, shout out to her, but can we shout out him?
Yes.
It's a vibe. Like, he keeps me posted.
He's on it.
So informative and entertaining. You doing your thing, my mans. Keep it up.
Yes. And she also owns a restaurant out here as well.
Oh, wow.
So she is now getting all the exposure.
That's
that she
fine. What
needs.
Restaurant? We out?
Listen, I'm down to go, but TMZ did not expose the name of her
Veronica,
restaurant.
Veronica, what's your restaurant, babe?
But I do Let have the know. Screenshot here, so I can go back to that later. So shout out to her getting all that exposure. I hope now with all this newfound attention and money that'll come her way, that she uses it in a good way. Moving on, Plies posted a video. I don't know if he's making fun of Britney Spears or if he's admiring her, but if you don't know, Britney Spears has been posting these videos of herself twirling in front of her camera for what seems like 3 years now. She is legendary, she is iconic, but we've seen her go through ups and downs, you know, a lot of mental health moments, right? She's been through it. And when you look at these videos, you could tell she's been through it. But Plies seems to love it. Do you think he's making fun of her, or do you think he?
I think it's both. I think he wants to smash, and I think
you think he wants to smash.
I think he wants to smash, and I think he's making fun of her. But I am a Britney fan, so it actually makes me sad. Like, I want Shorty to get off the internet,
right?
Or the social media. Like, stop posting. Like, just get right. Like, you are a legend. Like, what is you doing? I don't want to see your low riding panties.
And low
she
riding.
Don't even look healthy. Like,
low riding panties is crazy.
Panties,
she
like
got low rise panties. That's
like,
so crazy.
I just want her to be healthy, and she's not healthy. So, Clyde, if you want to smash, like, can you be a gentleman, please?
Can you be a gentleman?
Stop doing this social media joint. Like, y'all corny for that.
She actually put out a song with Will I Am last week.
Really?
A new single. Yeah.
Good?
It's all right. It's very it's not my style particularly, but you know, she's not new to that genre. So, you know, I hope good things come out of this record and we find her to be in a healthier place. And then moving on, I don't know if we have more time for two stories, Franchise.
No, definitely not.
Okay. DJ Franchise is facing two lawsuits because they're saying he has a Ponzi scheme. DJ Franchise is out here with a lawsuit. Nah, DJ Envy.
Nah, it's Envy, New York, not Franchise.
Is being accused of running real estate Ponzi scheme, and Rick Ross came for him. Of course, they have some beef over their car show competition earlier this year, so Rick Ross had a couple things to say. I don't know if it's true or not, but Envy got a lot of money, and he owns a lot of property, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Listen, I hope it's not true. Big up Envy, big up Rick Ross. On some Fat Joe, whatever, because Fat Joe wants him to squash it. I hope they figure it out.
That's it. Let's see what happens. Only time will tell.
Correct.
We'll be right back. Let's
like
get
we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine.
Soon as you up, this wanna bring you down. The way that the world set on my shoulders hold the crown.
I'm waiting on that Chris Brown album. I'm waiting. We need some new Chris Brown music. Chris Brown is that guy. I'm surprised that he hasn't put out an album yet. But we are back. We do have one local news story. I don't have much for local news this week because not much has caught my attention. But before we get to that, I want to finish off some pop culture because Stephen A. Smith tweeted, is Kim Kardashian a prostitute? And is Kris Jenner a pimp?
That's not okay. First of all, you mad corny for tweeting that. Like, you a cornball.
This is coming from a Kim Kardashian fan. That's
correct.
Why. But someone who's not a fan would probably agree with him. That doesn't even make sense. First of all, Kim Kardashian doesn't sell her body, right? Because by definition, that's what a prostitute is. Somebody that sells their body for money. Now, some have made the argument that because she put out a sex tape and made money off of it and became famous because of it, that would make her a prostitute.
But
that's incorrect.
Correct. And also, like, Ray J was her man. Like,
I was just about to say
that. Was her man. Like, they was dealing with each other. I don't know if they were in a relationship, but they was dealing with each other. So You telling me they dealing with each other and then a fire tape comes out. If you watched it, what up? You know what I'm saying? And she's beautiful. He got that thing. You know what I mean? Like, what's the problem?
He got the hammer.
And then what I love, listen, I'm a Kardashian fan. I don't care. One, I love her style. But two, when it comes to business and marketing, they are number one.
Yeah,
so what she was
course.
Able to do after that tape, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, number one.
I don't know, but he put out an apology. So TMZ reports Stephen A. Smith deleted a tweet where he rhetorically asked if Kim Kardashian / Kris Jenner were involved in turning tricks, despite talking about exactly that in his latest podcast. Here's the deal. SAS went live Friday night with the latest episode of the Stephen A. Smith Show, where the ESPN personality talks about a number of issues unrelated to sports. In the one from last night, he decided to bring up Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner as a topic. He apologized now. I think it's, you know, he had to reel it back because, come on. He said, I don't know what this word is. I'm an English major, but damn, that's a hard word. Clerical error, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
You are absolutely right. That is being corrected right now. as we speak. And for the record, I don't think of Kim Kardashian that way, nor would I ever speak of her or any woman that way, which I've stated. That's for checking. Thanks for checking that issue. Which doesn't make sense because you literally just said that about her. Now you're trying to renege. But it's whatever. This is what guys do all the time on Twitter. They body shame women. They criticize women for being free of their sexuality. And it just sounds like you're hating from here. Because Kim Kardashian, however she came into the game, doesn't matter. Because what she does now with her fame is phenomenal. And so many people also wish that they can do that.
Can we be honest? Kim don't bother anybody.
She really
Kim
don't.
Is just fly and she's outside. Stop playing with the Kardashians.
And I'm going to say this. I know that this is going to be controversial. But that video that she said that nobody wants to work, she was absolutely correct and ahead of her time.
Because I agree.
That's what we're facing right now in America. All, people literally don't want to work.
Can we talk about, I don't know how much time we have left, but like Kim has initiated or started
the prison
like reforming business wherever, where like when men come home they actually have a job. Because if you don't know, and I do know very much personally, guys who are locked up for a long time, they will learn every single law in the book, whatever, because they want
to. They got nothing
home.
But time. Yeah.
So they actually end up being the biggest advocates, or even maybe soon to be lawyers. Mm. So I appreciate Kim not only for her style because she's bad, but because what she's doing for the community. Yeah. And y'all always want to talk about, oh, but she's not black. Her children are half black. She is part of the community. Stop talking. I said what I said. Party with Rami.
I respect Kim Kardashian. I understand that, you know, she has maybe behaved in ways that feel problematic, right? Like cultural appropriation, but it is what it is, man. She never harmed nobody. If you can accept problematic people like DaBaby and what's the other guy? Tory Lanez, Kanye West, and other problematic people, then leave Kim alone, man. She's just doing her thing and
leave
being
her
rich
alone.
And fabulous. But speaking of gossip, we do have some hot tea locally here. Really? So State Representative Enrique Sanchez tweeted, also, the PBD mayor seems to enjoy himself every time he's on WPRO with Gene talking negatively of me. He should be more concerned about his mistakes like raising Providence homeowners' taxes, ooh, ruining PVD Fest, and enabling wealthy developers to receive tax breaks on properties. Now, I am not a politician, and I don't know much about much. But what I do know is that a lot of people have said that this man, Enrique Sanchez, has been moving very sketchy, right? Like he's trying to win over attention and the crowd in ways that don't seem genuine.
Like all them awards?
Right. But he's not the first politician to do ingenuine things.
So to move sketchy, but like what do we know about his intentions? I don't know him.
We don't know him enough.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't know him that personally. I've seen him, so I don't want to speak on it too much.
Right.
But I do think about intentions.
Yeah, I don't want to speak on it too much, but I do agree with him that Brett Smiley has been doing some real wild things for the city. So he's not wrong in pointing that out. And I'm glad that somebody at his level has pointed that out, because as politicians, you should stand against what you don't believe in. And, you know, and it's protecting your people in some way, shape, or form, because a lot of people don't know what's going on in the city.
Shout out to him for speaking up.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Use your body. I guess, big body. Right?
It's freedom of speech, and that's what we live by. So
stop.
It's been a wild time.
Oh yeah.
Let's get into some music.
We
right
shall
back.
Overcome.
Don't be worried about what we be doing. What we doing, making money. What they doing, hating on us. If they want it, take it from me. What the mother doing, I don't know, cause I don't stone them. Mind my business on my mama. I'm coming. Big booty made a bag up. Shots out the switch, made them bag his man up. Say that she a bitch, she my private dancer. You can call her phone, but she ain't gon' answer. Go, 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 go. Known to turn a bitch, I'm talking way past the ceiling. Go, she with me because he carries like a rabbit silly. My pop, pop, bite like a willy. Run the city of Memphis, we known for macking and pimping. But I'm a hot boy, I can't lie, I got some wheezy up in me. You know this shit, they get greasy. I'm in the streets like a meter. She telling me that she need me, but Lord know this shit. Hey, tell him drop his he holding too much tension in his niggas. Made her run a four flat, but he was 6 feet tall. Like a high school, I'm trying to hit all y'all. Yeah, I seen him storm her, but I'm trying to make him fall, fall. Shake it, she was fully dressed, now she naked. Back shots, front shots, making shakes. Ready for the shot, told her to taste it. Bad bitch chase me, I used to basic. She asking for my my raw dog. Get a latex deep in her mouth. Make a say lift. Swallow my or your friend the replacement. Put her on her knees. Yeah, I caught it. Gonna be worried about what we be doing. What we doing, making money. What they doing, hating on us. If they want it, take it from me. What the mother doing, I don't know. Cause I don't stone them. Mind my business on my mama. I'm coming. Big booty made a back up. So shots out the switch, made them bag his man up. Say that she your B.O.G. my private dancer.
She said, come here. She said, get here. She said, stop playing. Bring that bitch here. Ooh, I got bitches waiting to see me like a premiere. Ooh, and I'm out be full of stuff like veneers. Ooh, don't be worried about what I'm doing. Don't be worried about who I'm doing. Don't be worried about who I'm fooling. All these I'm chewing. All these Birkins and this Louis. Got her twerking that little booty. She said, throw that latunta. She gon' catch it like a movie. I be asking out. Leave her at that house. Never thought I'd leave my kids until I left them. And I be stretching out. You be stressing out. I'm like Lionel Messi. Kicking Messi out. Girl, you working with some chat. I smack it with my backhand. Ooh, she got that fat cat. I get that cat that cat scan. From a hot boy to a madman. That hot water run LD. Call him NLE. You can call me Machiavelli. Shirt off, top on. Weezy baby, Babylon. I'm greedy baby, Ramadan. Got my slime to me, it's a slime-a-thon. Wake up with Balenciaga pajamas on. With two, check my phone. New pictures, I check your like a new tool.
Don't be worried about what we be doing. What we doing, making money. What they doing, hating on us. If they want it, take it from me. What the mother doing, I don't know. Cause I don't stone them. Mind my business on my mama. I'm coming. Big booty, made a bag up. So shots out the switch, made them bag his man. Say that she
OP,
she my private dancer.
You could call her phone and I probably answer.
Tune with the street.
On WBIU 360, 101.1 FM.
I don't know what y'all been told. Bitch, your man's know if you don't, what's happening?
Yeah, it's giving. I'm in the booth playing with my.
Shout out to all the women in hip hop right now that are killing it.
Yes.
Wow, they have saved hip-hop this year because the fellas are not doing much.
They're just doing, much. Doing the regular, degular, like nothing crazy, boring. Right. But the women are...
It hasn't been very exciting. Shout out to J. Cole, who said that they have been creating moments all year, in the past few years, actually. So shout out to them for keeping hip-hop alive. But we are going to kick off franchise's favorite segment.
The Love Report.
The Love Report.
Ooh.
There is a video that went viral of this guy who is explaining how he was stood up. He was on a date. He said that he was been talking to this girl for 2 weeks and they, you know, made plans to go on a date and she never showed up and he had flowers for her and everything. And he's like, why is it so hard to find your person? Why is it so hard to find love? And I agree because people be fickle. Shout out to Bands.
Can I talk about it though real quick? That was very cringy for me. Like, bro, send that to your family, send that to your friends. Like, why are you posting that? Also, like I don't know, man. He looks like a lame. God forgive me, but
oh, come on.
Beyond that. He had a point, right? You should let people know. You should know what's up. But like, also, nobody's entitled to cater to your feelings. So
no.
You'll be in a simp for 2 weeks and you get dubbed.
Oh,
that's
on.
Your fault.
You know, I mean, I
he a simp, son.
Why is he a simp? By his appearance, you're judging that he's a simp.
No, he could tell by them he's a simp.
Okay, but even if he is, you don't play with somebody for 2 weeks, plan a date and then not show up. That's disrespectful.
Christina, 2 weeks is not a long time.
It's not a long time, but if you've been talking to somebody consistently for 2 weeks
you think,
and make plans,
bet.
Say no. If he asks you out on a date, say no.
All right, so I'm going on a date tomorrow. And I might get dubbed, which is crazy. But what I'm saying is, you think I'm going to fucking post something.
She's good. Go ahead. Sorry. You can finish.
It's not about the posting. The point is, right, I want to talk about first dates. The point I want to drive about this video is that if you don't want to do something with somebody, keep it funky. Just tell them up straight, I don't want to go on a date with you. Don't have people showing up, wasting their time. I'm pretty sure this man was going to pay for the bill. He showed up with flowers, and a lot of people were clowning him, saying that showing up with flowers to a first date is corny.
I'm going to be honest with you. That is pretty.
Have you ever done it?
That is pretty.
Hold on, wait.
That is
have you corny. Ever done it?
Yes, when I took a girl to prom. I mean, but other than that, like, come on, really?
Let me tell you something. I've asked 5 women if they think it's corny. They all said no, that it's sweet. If you've never bought a woman flowers on a first date, I don't want to hear your opinion. Because how you know?
Because I know many girls that have gotten flowers on a first date that don't want to carry them all over the place on the date.
You're in one place. First of all, chivalry is in a weird place right now. We have to save it for the sake of black love. Because what is going on that you're saying flowers are corny? That's crazy. If I receive flowers on a first date, I'd be flattered.
On a first date, it's corny. Your mic's very low because I don't trust you. It's very low.
I don't trust you. Franchise, you want to fight?
Because you let the F-bomb. But what are some of your do's and don'ts for a first date? Franchise.
Do's and don'ts?
Yes.
For a first date? I mean, obviously don't be late. Mm-hmm. Okay. Obviously don't be late.
Respect people's time. How about you? For me, I would say don't spend too much money because you never know where this is going. I know people want to flex and be impress someone on the first date, but I feel like if you try to do too much on the first date, now you got to show up on every date like that. And if you don't got it like that, then you don't got it like that, and it's fine. And this person should be interested in you for who you are.
Correct.
And if they're not, it's not the person for you. And that's fine.
I agree. For me, don't overshare. I don't know you like that. I don't want to know too much in the beginning because I am going to judge you. We all judge people at the end of the day.
It's true. First impression is everything.
Everything.
Please show up as you are. That's a do for me. Show up as you are so I know to make the decision right then and there based on how you showed up to me on what I want to do moving forward.
But don't talk about your ex either because while we on this date.
I got one more. And this is a hard one. I know this is a hard one to do.
Okay.
Can you at least put your phone down for a good 30 minutes?
Okay, I agree.
Can you put your phone down for
That's
30 minutes?
That's not hard family? For me.
But franchise, we in different times. Like me, I'm a businesswoman.
Which goes back to
That's
me saying
BS.
Nobody wants to hold flowers if they got their phone in their hand.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's BS. Fellas, I want you to try going on. First of all, there's a whole separate conversation I've been dying to talk about how this generation dates.
These
wrong.
Are gonna die, but nice to meet you. I'm good.
Listen, fellas, I want you to try something. If you're going on a date, I know a lot of you guys, don't take women on dates because either you're cheap or you don't have game or you're just awkward and you don't know how to treat women. And quite frankly, I think a lot of men don't like women. I think you're just after women for the wrong reasons.
Correct.
But aside from that, if you're a straight up dude, a real guy, and you're taking a woman out on a date, I dare you to bring her flowers and see her reaction. I bet you any money you're going to stand out from any other guy she went on a date with, and she's going to be talking. And now she's going to be up in her head like, oh my God, that's my man.
Listen, I want flowers. I don't know about a man.
There
but
you
I
go,
flowers.
See? Good one. You slipped that in there.
New York City. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. You gotta love
me coming through. Vroom. Can't you hear the baddies coming through?
What?
DMX. Where's my dog?
She's mad.
We're back.
Who, me?
Listen, because I feel like we should really be having these discussions out loud because we're having an issue. I'm hearing a lot of women complain about men in the dating scene, and I'm hearing a lot of men, vice versa, complain about women, right? I'm speaking in heterosexual terms, obviously. You are who you are. You love who you love. I'm talking about, I'm just talking in general. But there has to be a greater conversation because I am a grown woman. I don't have time to be playing games. I don't have time to be guessing. And what is all this toxicity of that we do when we're dating and now we're in a situationship and now we're just dating wrong. And I feel like we should be having a conversation and there should be a consensus of how we treat each other because at the end of the day, it's about respect. Respect people, respect their time, and respect their value. And if this person's not for you, move forward. That's it. There's plenty of fish in the sea. That saying is a saying for a reason. You might like this fish, but just because you like that fish don't mean that fish is for you.
Correct.
And that is okay. We got to learn how to
president.
Move. I'm just saying, I'm so sick of everybody talking about love don't exist. Love don't exist. No, because you're doing it wrong. That's why.
Okay.
I'm going to be a dating coach.
So you're an expert.
I feel like I've been through a lot of BS. I've been through enough BS. And some of the BS is the BS that I put people through enough to know what's right and what's wrong.
Honest.
Yeah, growth.
Listen.
Holla at me, baby.
Love is love, baby.
Listen. But if we have some new music to talk about. Some new music came out last week. Tori Kelly put out some new music who was hospitalized for I think she had a stroke if I'm not mistaken. But she does have an album on. We haven't heard from her in a while. We also have new music from Beyonce and Travis Scott called Del Resto. And it's pretty fire. It's not what I expected Travis Scott to be on, but I'm not mad at it. Also got some new music from Damian Marley. I'm assuming that they're kicking things up for the new Bob Marley movie that's coming out. I'm excited to see that. Shout out to Bands, who is a big reggae head. Burna Boy also put out a new record called Big Seven. And for me, it feels like Burna Boy is moving towards hip-hop slowly but surely.
Really?
He also made a video out in New York City looking real American. So I wouldn't be surprised if we heard a full hip-hop album from Burna Boy. So shout out to Burna Boy for that. And of course, the new Offset and Cardi B single called Jealousy that came out last week. They put a new video out that is portraying the Baby Boy movie, classic movie. Taraji P. Henson is also in that video, so it was really, really dope. New music from Mick Jenkins, if you know, you know. And Vic Mensa, Ty Dolla $ign. We have new music from Sweetie, YG, and Tyga. I want to say this on record. Tyga may not be the best rapper, right? He's not top 25, top 50, right? But his consistency, you could tell
drops
he really loves.
Yo. Every year.
He is slept on for that. Underrated. The fact that he could put out music consistently and it be good and it's getting played in the club, you know, it's regional, I'm sure. Depending on where you are in the country, you hear it. But you got to give him his props, give him his flowers. We also got some new music from Gucci Mane, Sean Paul, and plenty, plenty more. So, you know, I love to promote going out there on your streaming platforms and discovering some new music. You never know what you can land on. And I'm a fan of digging through the crates, as I call it, even though it's on a streaming platform. I don't have a spotlight for any artist this week, but I do want to say that J. Cole's camp keeps talking about this being his retirement album, and I am sick to my stomach. Imagine a world without J. Cole. I can't. Hip-hop without J. Cole is crazy to me personally because I am a big fan. So, but I am looking forward to his album. I believe that he will be putting that out towards the end of the year. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to give a shout out to Shaunice Hall, who is my classmate. Shout out to class of 09, everybody out there. She put out a book called Flames. It's a fictional book, and it talks about love. And to me, it looks like, you know, somebody played her because it's a woman in front of a burning house. It's giving Lisa Left Eye, rest in peace.
Yes,
but I caught myself a copy. Follow her on Instagram, on Facebook. She is an author now. This is her very first book. I'm very proud of her. She had a release party last week with Gigi's Kitchen Food. They make some bomb fried chicken. Shout out to Gigi's Kitchen. And yeah, shout out to her. Shout out to Shaunice Hall. I also want to give a shout out again to Tony T, whose EP comes out tomorrow. Her debut EP, Phases. R&B, real vocals, real singing, real raw. I respect it. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. I know people always get mad at me for voicing my opinions, but she might be the best vocalist in New England.
Wow.
Right now, in this generation, I'm talking
statement.
About.
That's
because if we want to talk about vocalists in New England, we have to mention JoJo.
Okay.
We have to. But I'm saying right now, the newcomers, the up and coming, new artists, please keep your eye on Tony T. The way she's moving is very, very artist-like. It's very much like, you know, the old, not old, I don't want to say old-fashioned, but very like, you know, moving with decorum. She moves with class, and she has great marketing, and she's beautiful. She got the whole package, so shout out to Tony T. I cannot wait for
her. I don't know you, but shout out to you.
Yeah. And you can follow me on Instagram at @ChristinaSev_CRISTINA _, and you can catch this show every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And Party with Rami came through today with all the energy.
It's me.
Yeah. Go ahead. Shout yourself out.
Party with Rami, R-A-M-E. Your favorite, that's all I'm going to say. Franchise, what up?
You're leaving soon, too. You're not going to talk about that?
Nah.
Nah? Okay.
Next show.
Next show. All right. Franchise, what you got going on?
Let me get this straight. You got a first date coming up, and you're leaving out of the country.
Too much information. Nice
too much.
Blast.
Too
much.
This is why I don't even spend the time.
You like to put me on
whatever,
blast.
Whatever.
But listen, if you want to go on a date, franchise, let me know.
He's not going to take you on a date. He doesn't believe in that. He won't even
he
give you a flower.
I did not say I don't believe in that.
Oh. Have you seen me?
You ask women on dates?
It's been a long time since
I've done exactly.
Have you seen me? He'll take me out.
I'm here for it. I'm team franchise dating. We're going to find you love. But we got like 4 months. Cuffing season is right around the corner.
It is.
Definitely name of love.
August.
September, October, November.
Yeah.
You gotta get into
that.
Right,
all right.
Not singing R. Kelly music, please.
That's her.
He is canceled.
That's her.
But it's a good song.
But it's a good song. So you're gonna be out there stepping in the name of love. You're gonna play that in the set.
I'm not
in
love, baby. I'm outside.
That's what all simps say to cover up their pain. We'll catch y'all next week. WBRU 360 101.1 FM. Bands, what up?
In tune with the streets.
On WBRU 360 101.1 FM.